Well, hello. This is Laurel Watson from Dressage Positively. I'm a positive reinforcement dressage trainer and certified equine body worker. I help equestrians get the best out of their horses and their horse time. Today from the barn, I'd like to give you a training tip from my new horse, Kimber. And she's really good for the farrier. That's what her previous owner said. Meanwhile, as they were loading her into my horse trailer on a cold December day, I could see that Kimber's hooves were extremely long, and I had a sinking suspicion they weren't going to get trimmed upon arrival to my farm. No worries, I said. Even if she's not, we'll work through it when we get home. I just picked up Kimber, the 8-year-old daughter, to my Arabian mare, Angel. I had lost my 31-year-old gelding and had an open spot in my herd, and I felt Angel needed a friend. Angel, being the only gray in a pack of bays and chestnuts, seemingly didn't have a friend in the herd. She was always at the periphery of the herd, and even when Bill left, she was the only one who didn't come back to pay him final respects. I had tried to rectify that situation a few years ago by adopting a very promiscuous mini pony named Bob, but that's a whole other podcast. Needless to say, he now lives in the pasture with the donkeys. So I had made contact with Kimber's owners and asked if they would let Kimber come to Florida and live with her mom. And that brings us back to that cold day. Kimber, who I now affectionately call a friendly feral, is wonderful. She loves people. She loves people until they ask her to do something, and then all bets are off, especially if you ask her to move away. Have you ever had that horse, the one who's in your pocket all the time? That same horse that bolts with a Maris when you ask her to do something? So that was Kimber. She had no idea that it was okay to move away when I put my hand on her side. She didn't understand that when I put my hand on her side, it was just like you would do to a friend if they were in your kitchen and they were in front of the fridge and you needed something out of the fridge. And yes, when I did politely ask her to move, she hunkered down with a, "You can't tell me what to do," kind of attitude. And unfortunately, this is where most pressure-based training programs would tell you to up the pressure until they move. Now, you wouldn't do that to your friend or a guest in your kitchen. You just put your hand on their arm or their back and ask them if they could kindly please move so you could get by to get to the fridge. You don't smack your friend with a whip or shake your fist at them to politely ask them to move, right? So back the truck up, Gus. Why are we doing that with our horses? How about let's first try to understand why Kimber won't move away from pressure? Well, for one, as I mentioned above, her toes hurt. Can you imagine having your fingernails being pushed back 24/7? I mean, this isn't Guantanamo Bay now. This is a positive reinforcement training barn, and I love this little mare. So our first order of business is to get the hooves trimmed and somewhat balanced. But here lies the quandary. She doesn't want to weight any of her hooves more than necessary. Remember, pain, fingernails being pushed back and all that? And I could see that her left front hoof was pretty upright, although I suspected it had more to do with tightness in the shoulder than an actual structural deformity. So, our first order of business now was actually to do some body work. She had some serious tension to release before I could even ask her to lift her hooves because her shoulders were stuck and her back was tight. And body work was a first for her, so I did several short sessions until she was able to release some of that tension in her back, in her shoulders, and in her TMJ. She wasn't ever going to stand quietly on three legs if she couldn't move through her shoulders or if she couldn't relax her back. So went the first few days. I'd do short body work sessions in her stall after feeding. The next thing I did was to introduce the clicker. She knew how to lift up her feet, but between the hooves being really long and unbalanced and the tension in her shoulders and back, she just didn't want to hold it up. But for a carrot, she'd hold it up as long as she could. And I was able to slowly pick the hooves and eventually rasp the hooves down, one to two swipes of the rasp at a time. Yes, it can be a slow process to do it this way. I could have had a farrier come out and manhandle her, but why risk her panicking or try to get away and hurt herself or strain or even tear something in the process? No, that's not dressage positively. So it took quite a few sessions and weeks, and she had to leave the stall quite often. You see, when I train using positive reinforcement, the horse has the option to leave. I do it at liberty. Horses need this option. It has to be their decision to come back to you. Because when they come back to you, that's when they tell you, I trust you and I'm ready to learn more now. Kimber's still a work in progress, and it'll be quite a few more trims to get the hooves balanced, and probably even more body work to get the shoulders and back totally free from tension. But it's so worth it. As I'm writing this, I'm watching this little Arabian mare start to move less like the widely accepted high-headed, tail straight up, over her back Arabian mover, and more like a dressage pony who's starting to engage her hind end and relax her back. And dare I say, moving the way Arabians were built to move? It's just magical. If you enjoyed today's training tip, be sure to join my Live, Love, Happy Horses Facebook group for more inspiration and insider stories about my herd. And while you're there, I would love to see your photos or videos of you teaching your horse to move away from pressure positively or learning to pick their feet up so you can pick them out. So get out there and be positive with your horse. I'm Laurel Watson with Dressage Positively, and I love helping riders create a positive connection with their horse. Because once we stop pressuring our horses to do what we want and instead ask them why they can't do what we're asking, this world will be a better place for both humans and horses.